Hello, this is Aurora Faitera. Welcome to Faitera, and I'm doing an audio cast on painful experiences that happen in childbirth and in postpartum. Now, my perspective on it is actually the emotional, spiritual, and the why. The why. Why is it that women become depressed in postpartum? Why do women get mastitis and engorge breasts with oral thrush? Why do women have hyperemesis in pregnancy? Why is it that there is so much pain? And is it really that the body is against us? Or is the body trying to tell us something? So I'm actually going to claim my service to the goddess in this one, because the goddess reminds us that the body is a compass. The body is a guide. And Western science doesn't really honor the body and its emotional and spiritual components that lead to physical health. In goddess culture, we believe that the body is helping us on our evolutionary path. And when it gets sick, it's doing so because it's trying to clear some of the emotional and spiritual cording. So the goddess brings us back to loving the body and knowing its wisdom. With that, I'd like to tell you a story about a friend who came over a few days ago with her baby, who is, over 7 weeks old. And she had, about 2 weeks after childbirth, the worst mastitis and oral thrush. She said it was worse than childbirth. And she had a fever for 6 weeks. She had the baby, had this fever, and it was just a shit show. She couldn't breastfeed. I'm not going to go into what to do in those situations more. I want to talk about the emotional spiritual components. What's interesting about her is that she's a twin. And she had revealed in her pregnancy to me, while she was in pregnancy, that when she was a child, she never got enough milk. That her sister always drank all the milk and there was never enough for her. And deep down, she felt like there isn't enough for her. She's trying to work through something where she feels bold enough to assert herself in the world. What's interesting is that our breasts are about our safety to be in connection with others and interconnection with others. And I'm sure that when she was breastfeeding, that baby was triggering on that wound that there isn't enough, right? And she remembered her own breastfeeding where there wasn't enough. And there became this resentment. They say thrush is like resentment and anger coming up. But also mastitis, the mastitis was working out her ability to safely interconnect with people and to know that there is enough. But also for her to understand herself as a mother and how much she gives to her daughter and her own self-care. The mastitis is working out her confusion there. And the body isn't doing this because it's against us. It's something that's already in us that's being brought to the surface. And afterwards, when this is all cleared, those energy cords should be more clear so that she's no longer living her life based on past bullshit. She can clear those cords and she can walk through life and make stronger decisions for who she needs to be as a mother. What's also interesting about Rabia, that's her name, is that she had a fever for 6 weeks. Fevers are when our body gets very, very hot, and it actually is cutting all of our energy cords, or some very important deep ones. If she has a deep-rooted energy cord, I'm sure, in her relationship with her mother, or just in relation, I mean, this is the portal to transition to who she's meant to become next. There had to be some kind of cord that was severed in order for her to become a mom. And for her, it involved a fever. I don't know her well enough to go deeper into what her fever was actually uncording. But if you, as a mother, have a fever or any point, I had a fever when I was trying to break up with my husband before we were married. And I realized I had a fever for 4 weeks, and I realized I was cutting all these cords so that I could actually become who I needed to become next to be with him. I thought I needed to break up, but in fact, my body wanted me to evolve to continue our relationship. A new story of one of my closest friends who has 5 babies, and she has been sick her entire life. The mother has been sick her entire life. Before she had children, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer, which she healed on her own through alternative methods. And she believes that each baby, when she's pregnant, makes her healthier, is clearing out the toxins in her body. So every baby, she had five babies, every baby she gets very, very sick. She gets hyperemesis, which is she's unable to eat. She has to have an IV. Sometimes she's in the hospital. She gets so sick, she can barely function. A lot of times she loses weight in pregnancy. She had five babies, but she is convinced that as she's pregnant, those babies are actually purging her of toxins. She's not sick because she's pregnant. She's sick because she's sick, and the pregnancies are purging it out, are trying to get her to fast, to cleanse out her body so that she can be healed and whole. I have something I want to add in because we have these audios on feminine healthcare, alternative feminine healthcare, and this woman is a hydrocolon therapist. And throughout her pregnancies, she did hydrocolon therapy. And with hydrocolon therapy, it kept her out of the hospital and allowed her to be at home drinking water because the hydrocolon therapy was constantly pulling out the toxins that were accumulating in her body and flushing it through. For anyone who knows anything about hydrocolon therapy, it's actually illegal, technically, to do hydrocolon therapy when you're pregnant, because they're scared that it will induce an abortion or a miscarriage. Mariana is a hydrocolon therapist, and she did it on herself, on her own machine, and it's what kept her out of the hospital. Now, if you ask my opinion, there is no correlation between hydrocolon therapy, which is water that goes up your intestines, and birth and holding that baby. We're just scared in our culture, and we're very confused around the belly and womb wisdom. This is our woman's alternative feminine care. We're scared. We're scared of birth in general. We're scared of miscarriage. We're scared of cycles of life and death. But I am definitely an advocate for if you are sick during your pregnancy, if you are constipated, do an enema, get hydrocolon therapy, get that out. So if you want to talk to me more about that, we can talk more about that. Louise Hay is a medical intuitive, and you can Google her insights on what physical ailments mean on the emotional, spiritual level. So if you have breast pain or cancers in your breast or mastitis or whatever, a swollen lymph, you can look up and Google, what does that mean energetically, emotionally, spiritually? I think those whys have meaning. She also goes into all things, whether it be hard menses or oral thrush or constipation or all the things. You can see, like, what does that mean? And these whys give us understanding. But the next level is not only what our ailments are, like what's wrong with us, but knowing that our body is actually trying to clear something. We're not sick for no reason. We're sick because our body is trying to clear something, and it is helping us guide our way, helping us grow, helping us evolve. So, you know, for my friend who had a fever after having a baby, as uncomfortable as that was, it was about cutting cords, and it was about understanding her balance between her own self-care and taking care of that child, and it's something she needed for her path. And that can bring her peace. That could help her from overgiving during that whole time because she doesn't understand what's happening. That's the audio. I hope that this is helpful for any of you who go through something similar. If you would like to talk more with me, you can contact me at victera.com. I'd love to have a consultant session with you. You know, we talk and we have tea and we share stories, and I'm happy to help you on your path.